So there was Black Panther came out. I watched Infinity War. Infinity War seems to be dealing, and I could totally be making this up, but the bad guy is Thanos. And his whole thing is that he destroys 50% of the population only because, like, he's, like, in his home world or whatever, 50% of, like, people were poor, and then when half of them died, you know, it thrived or whatever. And I think his home world ended up getting wrecked. But he goes and conquers around the world and kills half the population, but then the population thrives.
Yeah.
So I think Marvel's trying to, like, counterbalance, like, Western civilization to where it's like, yeah, but look how many people die. And he's like, but look how sick this is. So
Thanos is like Planned Parenthood. He's trying to control the population.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's Thanos' idea. He's like,
he's trying to kill Black Panther he's trying to abort Black Panther.
I mean, Thanos.
Thanos is
I don't give any spoilers. Thanos rolled through Wakanda, bro.
He aborted
Thanos
Wakanda?
Hit fucking Wakanda hard. I'm not going to give away the thing, but he's fucking shit up nonstop, dude. God, it would be funny if Thanos has had like an Alex Jones head on the whole time. Like, lower your shields. But the, that was funny. So the Infinity War is dealing with that of like, I think they're kind of like dealing with like the Western civilization brings so many things, but like at
so
what?
You saw it,
but
Infinity
at
Wars?
What cost? I saw it this weekend, yeah. My girlfriend loves Marvel, dude.
You love it too.
I'll say Infinity Wars was pretty good.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to see it.
It's, they left out a lot of the cheesy humor.
Oh,
but
good, good.
Yeah, thank God. It's not Thor in the beginning like, oh, I'll get you no matter what. But it's, it was cool.
Why is he Rodney Dangerfield? What the fuck was that?
Well, he has an eye patch. He's like, oh.
I'll get you.
But I was watching Infinity War and I'm like, that's interesting. Marvel's going deep on it, dude. I'm just in there just like, oh my God.
You're like, this reminds me of the globalists.
Oh my God, they're fucking got their finger on the pulse. Not the globalists. Western civilization. I guess they would be the globalists. I don't know what the globalists are. I'm just going to admit it, dude. I just listening to it. I just know I hate them and I don't like their agenda.
Well, that's the thing.
Really? So how the fuck are we $7 trillion or whatever, $50 trillion in debt?
I don't understand the debt.
To me is just a fucking fake story.
That's fake news, dude.
I've heard about this for years now, and they're like, "Well, the country's in debt." It's like, fuck you, dude.
That's basically
I didn't spend any of the country's money.
America handles its debt to China the same way I handle my student loans. It's just like, nah, that's not real. It's like, you owe us $20,000. It's like, no, I don't.
Well, doesn't China like devalue their currency? Don't they?
China
does
a lot of
shit. They be playing games.
They be playing lots of games, dude. They play games.
I hear that, and it's like, well, the American people have to get out of it. It's like, dude, fuck you, man.
I hate when people.
If I was in charge of a thing, an entity that ended up $60 trillion in debt, there's no way I could be like, yo, guys, sorry to hear this, but you guys fucked up.
Yeah, we got.
You guys are so fucking. Let me tell you how in debt you are. You're $70 trillion in debt. That makes no sense that like an entity as big as the United States can get that much in debt.
I mean,
someone did that on purpose, dude.
I don't think.
How the fuck do we get that much in debt? How do we fucking get that far into debt?
I don't know. I have no idea. I can't
you know
explain
what I'm saying?
Economics.
I know you can't.
So, but I think that
Wake
number's
up, dude.
Real.
How? How didn't they get $1 trillion? Like, all right, let's chill on whatever the fuck we're doing here. But I guess if we're trying to stop nuclear war, it's like, what's the cost, dude?
True. And the way we're stopping it is by being the only country that has nukes.
I know. I love that. Like, you got to destroy all your nukes, dude. Well, at one point, we could have all destroyed them all, and we were like, nah.
Yeah.
We're going to keep ours, but you guys should totally... We'll keep one. We all can use it, but you guys got to ditch
yours.
Well,
that was when we had them, and no one else did.
Yeah, we were
And then Russia started to like try to steal shit from us, and then they started to build their own, and we were like, you guys better stop. And they were like, well, then destroy yours.
Nah.
And we're like, no, because if we do, then you're going to make it.
Yeah. Well, it's good that we all have them now. We should have more. I'm pro nukes.
You're pro nukes?
Yeah.
That's a strong stance.
I'm pro nukes, man. It's what's keeping peace right now. That people can argue nukes are what keeps peace because now, like, the next step of war is like, you sure you want to do this, bro?
No, it is good, but then that happens.
What?
Then
someone's going to take that step. It's happened.
Yeah.
I mean, but if it happened now, it's like we have stuff now where, like, if a nuke comes, we have something that automatically fires a nuke out of the sky and just chucks a nuke wherever the fucking one came
from.
What
was that?
I'm telling you again, dude. We have anti-nuke systems. We're like, we have missiles, dude.
I thought you said we have nukes that nuke the other nuke in
we
the
do.
Sky.
I'm telling you, we have missiles that blow the nuke
the
in
nukes.
The sky. Yeah, they're nukes.
We nuke the nuke.
We do nuke them. We nuke the nukes. And then we have a follow-up nuke that's like, yeah, you think you're going to send a nuke at us?
We nuke the nuke. Nuke the nukers.
Lots of nukes going on, dude.
That's good.
It's like a big old grab-ass game of nukes.
Nukes are sick.
Love nuclear technology.
I can't wait for nukes to start popping off, dude.
Oh, dude, I fucking can't wait.
I'm safe down here in this basement.
I do fantasize sometimes about like a post-apocalyptic world. Or just like having to live, like if the whole government falters, everything goes down to shit. Sometimes I think like, as much as people are like, oh, you say that now. And it's like, I know, I would miss fucking hot water and shit. But fuck, dude, just roaming around. No one has jobs. The only game is just fucking getting back to your bunker, blasting fucking thieves and pirates. Dude,
I mean, I understand you're talking Mad Max, but yeah. When governments falter, you get the Khmer Rouge. In Cambodia, family are put in a camp.
Some do, but by who?
And you're working.
I'm not talking, but that's like another just government a gang of popping
dudes
up.
With AK-47s.
I'm talking about just it's pure anarchy.
I know, that's why I said I know you're thinking like Mad Max level.
Exactly.
But
fire up a go-kart, dude, blast it across the grass. You're like, what the fuck is that?
Hell yeah.
I think about that. Or just like riding a horse. Like that's you just ride a horse.
Get a horse.
Get some water. Your day is like make it to the water hole.
Get some water,
a bandit.
You got to water your horse.
Yeah, I got water, shoot dude.
This is good stuff.
I'm not going to lie.
Would you keep Ajax with you?
He'd be on my fucking compound. I mean, I would team. I would call. I have a big family. I would call. I'd be like calling all cousins, dude. We're going to set up a barbed wire fucking fence.
Damn, you know how hot that would be with all those hot cousins around in your barbed wire fence?
I mean that economy, hot cousins, is like having – that's like your savings account. You'd start getting some trades on with other compounds.
The Gillis clan in Central PA, we could barter some cousins.
We'd be on the Silk Road, dude. We'd be on the pubic hair road.
Come up to the Appalachians, dude. We'll give you some cousins.
Be the cousin pube road.
We'll trade you some cousins. That'd be sick if we could barter cousins.
That'd be tight.
I'd give you a fucking ugly fat Gillis. You'd give me I'd barter some cousins for you.
I get the boys. The boys would get on her.
I got Frankie Gillis, dude. Him versus Ajax might be the battle of the century.
Oh, that'd be sick.
We'd
entertainment.
Fight like champions.
Everyone would start shaking hands at the elbows, too. Be like, nice. Glad we joined camps.
Be like, now send your autistic cousin versus my autistic cousin. Frankie would fuck shit up, dude. I gotta show you this guy.
I gotta see these boys in action,
Frankie's
dude.
One of the funniest people ever.
I mean, I'd have all the boys out in the yard all day just like lifting rocks and shit, dude, just preparing for...
No, my family now is weak. We'd have to join forces with... There's the Connolly brothers. We would join the Connolly clan, would unite. We'd have... Central PA, we'd have a good post-apocalyptic...
That'd be a nice stronghold, yeah. That'd be a nice stronghold.
We might post up at Three Mile Island. That's a good post-apocalyptic chill session.
That's the post-apocalyptic chill session.
What are those towers called? The water towers?
The fucking Homer Simpson tanks? Whatever they're called.
We could set up shop right there.
Damn, dude.
Fuck our cousins, mutate. We'd all start mutating.
Yeah, you don't get... I think after like... No, yeah, you can't fuck your cousins at all. I was like, maybe you get like one generation. That's all
you
right.
You can fuck your cousins.
You can get away with it, but you got to hide a lot of freaks. You got to hide a lot of freaks.
What the Muslims say? It's very
very negligible.
It is negligible.
The risk of cousin marriage is very negligible. 1%. It's like, dude, that's a lot of fucking millions. How many Muslims are there?
1,200. Hold on, how many Muslims?
I think there's like 2 billion.
Yeah, you're close. Yeah,
2 to 3, maybe.
3 is pushing.
They're growing too.
I think it's like 1.8.
Okay, but the Muslim, I think I was thinking that their population is growing faster than any other religious subset.
It's down in Indonesia.
They're going, baby.
Popping them out.
They're going quick.
Yeah. Okay. But
that would be. I mean, they're definitely. You want to talk post-apocalypse? You got to crank out some kids. That's the only way.
True.
That's why your loins itch so bad.
We would set up shop.
We get so horny.
I
kind of
want this to happen now. This is a good idea.
It'd be so fun, man.
We'd set up shop at Three Mile Island right along the mighty Susquehanna.
Oh,
it would fucking fuel us.
Great water source, dude.
We'd get so much fish.
Oh, man. You get those fucking... fish would be jacked, too.
We'd have jacked
fish. Probably sharks in the Susquehanna.
There are several sharks.
Just catfish that morphed into sharks.
In the mighty Susquehanna.
You gotta watch for those catfish stings, dude.
This is the podcast.
This is the cast.
It's like we gotta delete the first one. It sucks. Now we're like, you gotta go to the Susquehanna and get some...
We're up to 60, people,
my God,
bro.
60 people just all day just
community strong.
Typing, trying to communicate with the
We're going to move to fucking Antelope, bro.
We're just not
going to do what they do. We're not going to fuck up, dude.
Wild, wild world or wild, wild
Wild,
country?
Wild country.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, dude, is like that's happened in the 60s. They did the same fucking thing where they were like, we're not going to have any centralized power. It's all going to be this and that. And it's like it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Just on the personality level, if you and everyone you know move into a house, like all the 60 people have read it, there's people that just happen to have dominant personalities. So it's like they're going to just start naturally kind of bossing people around. And the way the hippie communes were is like, you weren't allowed to make anything like a political allegiance. So like when people will start dominating the commune, you weren't even allowed to go to someone else and make, dude, what the fuck's up with him? Yeah. So people just had to be bitches to whoever was like the alpha hippie, which
was the guru.
Dude, alpha hippies, dude. If you, I am saying that from experience, stay the fuck away. They're bad
people. We got to explain what this show is.
Wild Country? Wild Country?
It's on Netflix.
It's about an Indian guru who was just had like this spiritual... He was like a guy who was basically like... Was getting like Europeans and Westerners to be like, I have this branch of philosophy where it's like free sex, like just meditating.
Yeah,
and
all religions are good.
It was like if you go to Bikram yoga and like rather than doing poses, you just went, and screamed, and you're like, I fucking hate you, dude. Then afterwards, like everyone got naked, laid there, then meditated. And obviously people were like, this fucking rules. And then he got a fucking, he hired a bulldog, dude.
He got a nice Indian bulldog.
He was a very, delicate man. He was. He was like a flower, dude.
He was.
So he had to move his compound because they were making so much money just for people fucking paying him, I guess. Move to Antelope among like super Christian conservative. And therein lies the clash.
Antelope in America.
Antelope.
They moved from India to Oregon.
It's a crazy
and
move.
They brought with them their followers into this town of like 40 people that were like...
Yeah, literally 40 people.
Yeah, 40. And they were like, get the fuck out of here.
They didn't like it, dude. They saw a fucking... They didn't like seeing fucking Bhagwan. That's his name. I told you I remember it.
Nice.
They didn't like... Dude, so they, imagine you're just chilling in Antelope.
Fucking, wearing overalls.
Literally, overalls.
Every single... Even the women are in overalls. Everyone's
even the women are in overalls.
Now.
Exactly, dude. And you're just chilling. You see an Indian dude get out of a Rolls Royce, and you just see a bunch of white dudes dressed in orange laying carpets down for him to walk on through your 40-person town. There's people who saw that and were like, fuck this.
Yeah. I wasn't with them until they bought out, like, the bar, the cafe there.
My whole thing
That's
is...
That's when I was like, all right, now I get why
they were chilling.
So
here's my thing. They were chilling on their thing.
Yeah.
Minding their own fucking business. And then people were like, we're going to stop them from building because they don't even, they're not using their land properly, which fair enough for them because they live in a quiet town. Now they're like, wait, you're going to build a city with 400, you're saying 20,000 people? They're like, nah, bro.
Yeah.
So they try to stop it, but then they were like, oh yeah? So it was just a never ending tip.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't like, the only thing too is like, those commune people, they didn't like the fucking townspeople. They probably looked at them like these dumb fucking
hicks. These fucking yokels.
It was both. It was definitely a tale of fucking two weird cities, dude.
Yeah. It was great. And then my favorite part, and I don't know, I think you said you didn't get to this yet. It's the best part. So
it sounds hilarious.
The Indian, the retreat, what do you call that? The compound?
Yeah.
Like the city they're building.
Rajneesh.
Rajneesh, the city of Rajneesh.
Yeah.
They need to get
And then
enough.
Again, you're a white dude in overalls, and all of a sudden your city becomes, welcome to Rajneesh, dude. You're just like, you're just fucking masturbating your shotgun, just like, oh, God.
It's time.
Oh, my God.
They needed votes to win this county seat.
Well, they were
going to
dissolve the fucking whole town.
Well,
they're like, well,
the
fuck
town
you.
Tried to do that.
They tried to dissolve. That's why they got renamed Rajneesh. Yeah.
But then later there's another election where they're trying to elect like county officials. They're trying to buy the entire county.
Mm-hmm.
And then so in order to get votes, they're like, we need to just get at least 1,000 people more in our city. So they just go out and get as many homeless people as they can from all over the country.
God
just homeless
damn, dude.
Dudes. And they're like, you come live with us and vote with us. And then that's when the wheels come off because those boys came in. They're like, this is paradise. You got a house now, but that doesn't fix you.
No.
You're still fucking
That's one of those things
there.
Where like maybe 15% of the homeless people were like, okay, I'm getting back on my feet. But dude, a lot of those guys are like completely schizophrenic and just whacked.
And so they bring in 1,000 of them and they're like, we can fix them. We can treat them like humans. And then they're like, dude.
They just wild the fuck out.
We're wilding out. Rape city, dude. Let's
get
nutty.
Did they get
nutty.
Some? They clocked some fucking
rapes?
They
got a couple people. They were fighting people. They were
true,
fucking,
and if you're living, if you're homeless.
Bunch of homeless dudes.
If you're homeless, dude, that's just, I mean, it's feral. So, like, rapes fucking happen in the homeless community.
You're raping.
You're getting raped and you're raping, dude.
You
it's
better.
Rape or be raped.
It's a rape eat rape
that's
world,
a rapey,
dude.
That's rape culture, dude.
That's
if
a
you're
real
living on the
culture.
Streets, that's the biggest thing. If you're living in abandoned houses and shit, what's to stop some fucking methed out junkie to just like spot you out in your sleeping bag and fucking tear through that
Crawl
thing
under
and get
that
you,
with
dude? They get fucking raped hard. Most people, you don't think about that, man. When you see some guy with a sign, it's like you probably just
That's
got
why they
hard.
Sit on those vents. Let the steam come up, fucking steam that butt out, dude. They just took one in the fucking keister.
I love the idea, though, of this commune just being like, we can take these people in. Oh, and then so just funny. Instantly, it's just like the whole thing just dissolves. And then they start like exporting homeless people. They're like, all right, you got to get out of here.
Well, dude, it's a tale as old as time. I think, and I think, I'm not totally sure, David Bowie did something like this to where he was like, people just need a place to go to and freely like create and express themselves. And it just turned into a bunch of people mooching off him and acting like assholes. Or he was like, yeah, you know what? Fuck this. Fuck. And it's like, you break every, that's what happens when you do so many hallucinogenics and acid and shit that you break everything down to like the beginning of time in your own head to where you're like, no, we can start new. And then you just go on this new path and all of the old lessons of everything is like, oh yeah, all this shit's here for a reason and it all makes sense. Yeah. And you get depressed and you become like a shitty hippie and you're like, you become a cynical hippie. And dude, that's another hippie. Get away from them, dude.
What? Cynical
hippie? Cynical hippie, dude.
What happens?
He's like, all of a sudden turns 40 and is like, ah, fuck, I do need money.
Starts being a Republican kind
of? Yeah, yeah.
He's like a moderate
Democrat. Like, I need some money. Like, they start selling ice cream. They're like, all right, fuck it.
Kind of like for the war in Iraq all of a sudden.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you. That's what happens, man. You're like, that's what, when I was living in my fucking ecosystem, my house where I was like, I don't need fucking
anything. Well, you didn't know ecosystems were fake.
True that, dude.
That was the problem.
True that, dude.
Look at that.
I'm telling you, that's what happens. That's what's going to happen to all these people, too. All these weird kids are like, I just need to do my art. And like, this is bullshit. It's like, you run smack up into the fucking the world, and you're like, yeah, maybe these homeless people, you know, maybe people did try to help them, and they were just absolutely unable to do it.
You do run into that with your art. I'm good at my art.
Yeah.
And I'm still, you know, at rock bottom.
You start, I mean, when you're younger, and you're like, why do people have these dumbass fucking jobs? And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah, that's why.
What's funny is that's what Tim Dillon was saying this weekend at McGoobie's.
What?
He was like, I was talking to these younger comics, and I'm like, quit now. He's like, because the people, the winners in this, I remember when I started, and I was like, fucking suckers, 9 to 5 with a family, boring-ass life. Yeah. And he's like, then you keep doing this for a while, and you're like, man, those are the winners.
Yeah.
It's like, you just work 9 to 5, come home, do whatever you want. You got your family.
Yeah.
Kids.
You have free time.
You got your own house in seclusion.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm out here in fucking New York doing mics every night. That shit sucks. That actually sucks.
Well, the thing that no one, I mean, not no one, but like when people who have like fame lust, if you're mentally disturbed by trying to gain fame, you're going to be equally, if not more, disturbed by the actually having fame, because then there's the possibility of losing it. So you're squeezing a wet bar of soap, dude. It's never going to fucking. You're equally like, oh my God, I'm not relevant anymore. You never win, dude. It never stops. I think
that's what happened to Tiffany Haddish. Is already saying some crazy shit.
You're not really fucking made to handle this shit, man.
Yeah.
To fucking look like having hundreds of thousands of people evaluate you and write about you every day. We're designed for like 40 people villages.
I can't handle like one person on Reddit. I can't handle one person like being like, yeah, that guy kind of sucks. I'm like driving around just like, fuck, dude, I fucking suck. Delete the podcast.
Because we're made for like 40 person, 50 person villages. So it's a big deal if like two people are like, yo, fuck that guy. You're like, you're designed to be like, ah, oh, shit, that's a good 16th of the village, dude, who's against me. Yeah, that could result in you getting fucked up.
It fucking crushes me. If I get one negative review,
dude,
I'm telling you, man. Such a fucking pussy about it half the time. And then other times I'm the man. I don't give a fuck. BLs in me, and yeah, I'm just like, dude, I don't give a
fuck. I've gotten better about it, but I can still be like, if I'll hear something and I'll kick around the old echo chamber for a while where I'm like, I do have an annoying laugh. And I'm like,
I remember that. I remember saying that.
I still remember that.
Like, somebody reviewed us and was like, somebody on that has an annoying fucking laugh.
And instantly I was like, it's definitely me.
And I was like, it's definitely you.
Yeah. But I just, you know.
If you would have said that to me, I would have been like, fuck you, dude. I'd have been devastated. You took it well. I apologize for that.
No, I don't care. That's the thing. I eventually am like, you get over to where you're like, whatever, man. But this is like the YouTube shooter. I mean, she was like schizophrenic, but it's like, I was this morning when I woke up from my weird meth dreams. I like woke up this morning and I was just like, dude, that lady, like and it sucks because you can't go back to the village life. It sucks. That's not good either. But it's like mentally, we're supposed to like, you wake up, you got to run around and exercise and hunt, like you're life and death all day long. So there's never this like, what am I doing with my, you're running around doing stuff. And then like you're with 40 people, you're telling 6 stories, you're by the fire, people are eating fucking ayahuasca and you're just like, yes, this is fucking chill. Materially, it's uncomfortable. Materially, it's uncomfortable.
This is a Joe Rogan theory.
Mentally, it's, I mean, dude, I'm like, I believe that.
I believe it too.
I see that, but I also, dude, I love air conditioning and shit. But it's like, dude, if people, and I think it will, if people could fuse those two worlds, be like, all right, we have all of our shit, we're chill, and stop bugging themselves out to the max and being like, they're demonetized my videos. It'd be a nice thing for people.
I don't know. I don't think we'll ever get there.
We won't. We're not designed to be like that.
I'm getting afraid of another world war after listening to this one.
We're designed to God be like damn, in 40 people. You're designed to be in 40 people and try to get to the top of that. But to like, if that goes to like 400 million, now you're just like, I'll fucking never get to that. You freak. Dude, freak and geek.
Reading or listening to war stories should be fucking mandatory. Yeah. Across the country, dude. If you listen to that fucking, and I know you listened to it. I listened to it a while ago. That Carlin
Armageddon. I listened to the first one. Dude, it was like, holy fuck.
Listen to like the Battle of Verdun and shit. It's like, we got to make sure this never happens, and people forget and don't know.
Yeah.
And then you go into World War II, and then you go into fucking another thing, and it's like, we're getting close, man.
I don't think
timeline's right.
That's true.
We got another war coming. Yeah. And I'm not gonna be.
I don't fucking want nothing to do with it.
I'm going
to
be down here in my basement.
A little bunker, dude. You can put some radioactive stickers on the door, dude. Make it a bomb shelter. Yeah, that shit fucking bugs me out.
But, I don't know where that Mike thought was totally different than yours. Sorry.
No, I forget what I was saying.
But the Wild Wild Country, pretty good.
It's worth watching. It's all right. A lot of filler. They really fucking learned. It annoys me when they're like, things get successful, like making a murderer. Everyone tries to start doing things like that. So they're like, let's just do this again. It's like, it's no Making a Murderer. It's cool. You watch it and you're like, damn. I thought of this before. It would be sick to get like 12 of your friends and just all build houses right next to each other and just not have a weird cult and not fucking get naked and scream in the woods. But you're not going to have 12 guys fucking hang out, you know? Fucking, you know all your neighbors and it's nothing weird and village like. You all have your separate lives, but it's like, that would be tight.
That's what my family had that. There's like a family across the street. There was like five houses that like we would all hang out.
Dude.
I remember when there was blizzards, we would all have blizzard parties. I mean, go to somebody's house and get fucking hammered. Well, they would. I would run around with the other kids because they were all our age.
Your sisters would just haunt you, dude.
My sisters were like, look at your fucking fat hips, you fucking pussy.